when that hour would be up.
Okay. Joel, tell me a little bit about your early life, where you grew up, and how you finished up going to Parsons.
I was born in January 29th, 1934, in Paterson, New Jersey. My family was a nice place to grow up, and my parents were decent people who had good values, and my father was a disciplinarian, however, and so I grew up in an atmosphere of being good. I think I would see myself as being a good boy.
In New Jersey.
In New Jersey. Being a good boy, but not being very interesting or interested, unfortunately, especially after you can look at yourself in such hindsight. And I can see that I didn't, you know, you find ways of excusing certain things. And I compare that with my wife's background, where people read in the family, they were interested in various things, and my parents didn't seem to have time because they spent their life essentially providing for myself and my brother and my sister. So their life was that battle, so to speak. And so I grew up in this atmosphere. We lived essentially for the first, as I say, before I left, before I went to school, for about the first 20 years within the 10, 15 mile radius in one town or another around Paterson.
Did you read or look at art?
Yes, at a certain point. As a matter of fact, I think that when I was, I must have been about 9 or 10, I think, that I began to draw. And I remember a dog I had drawn, and a charcoal drawing, and I'm sure it wasn't taken from life, but nevertheless, I remember it as being rather accomplished for, as I remember, of course, at that time. But I think it was the first time that I really had shown something in the way of interest in art as such. So
but you didn't visit museums or art galleries?
No, not at all. I don't.
So what made you go to Parsons?
Well, here I was, a young man about to finish high school, and when people would ask me, "Well, where are you going to college? What are you going to study?" And I had no answer. So I said, "I'm going to be an engineer." Now I could no more be an engineer than I could be a space astronaut, and so I at that point I had no idea in the world what I was going to do. And throughout high school, I took an evening class in painting, for example, some private course in oil painting, and I had courses in art. The final high school that I went to last 2 years had no art program at all, so I couldn't do anything in that regard. So here I faced graduation, where to go, what to do. Now, my only knowledge, apparently somewhere in my family, somewhere in my broader family, someone was a commercial artist. I knew that phrase, commercial art. And my parents were encouraging me, that is to say, when I made the drawings and things, they were very positive about it. I'm not to suggest that I should make a career of it, but in any event, they were encouraging. And
so did you have a portfolio to present?
No, I had no portfolio whatsoever. So
why did Parsons take you?
Good question. The fact was that I did some research to find out where I could go to school. And it seemed to me that advertising design was a career. I mean, it was a career. I had no concept, no idea, none of the slightest, to be an artist. Because I mean, I think I was mostly concerned about being able to make a good living, to have a career with something that could provide. And so